Welcome to High Life Radio, where we talk about a healthy investment in your growth and happiness. I'm your host, Thomas Mark, and today on the show, we're talking about getting yourself a gift. During this busy holiday season, during the holiday times, it's always super hectic for everyone. Maybe it's just me, but I know a lot of individuals I've been interacting with and talking with lately have all been saying the same thing, that these 2-3 month stretch during the holidays, it's extremely busy, it's stressful for numerous reasons, and a time that should be joyous, if anything, is a little more of a stressful time. And so, kind of understanding, well, this is supposed to be the happiest time of the year. We're running around, we're getting gifts, you know, tangible things, spending a lot of money, trying to catch up on things. The year's coming to a close as well. And so, understanding, oh, I gotta be all festive and get in this holiday spirit and prepare for the holidays and New Year's and Christmas and whatever you celebrate. And yet I have to look at my year in review and see where I am. And there's just a lot of conflicting situations going on as we finish up the year. And so naturally it's a very busy and chaotic time for us. And so the point of today's episode is to kind of take a step back and one, look at your year in review, but more importantly, understand that you are a very important person. And while you may be out there shopping for other people and looking to tidy some things up for the end of the year, just ask yourself, what are you getting yourself as a gift this holiday season? And we can go into that a little bit more throughout the show and explaining what that type of gift is later on in this episode. And so, guys, thank you for tuning in. Remember, if you guys get some value from this show, if you really enjoyed the episode, please head on over to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, leave a 5-star review, let me know what you thought. Without further ado, let's get into it, guys. How was your 2018? We're headed on to the last little couple of days of the year, and we have all of a sudden a chance to look back at the past 12 months and ask ourselves, did we accomplish what we wanted? Did we get done what we wanted to get done? How was our advancement as people? If those were some things we were thinking about, were there some goals or aspirations that you know you accomplished? And these are all individual questions you're going to ask yourself. But the reason why I bring this up is because this is a time of the year where we are usually giving to others the most, whether it's to our friends or family members, loved ones, pets, or complete strangers even. This is the time of the year where we give and we give back. And also, there's no denying the fact it's commercially a very big time of the year. And so we're spending a lot of money on gifts and presents, a lot of cool tech and gear and apparel and whatever floats your boat. But something that I wanted to bring about was something that I've been thinking about recently and been talking with some people about is when we think about getting the right gift. And of course, there are the tangible things that you're going to want to get. But more so, take a step back and just think about yourself. And are you getting yourself anything? And what I mean by that is, how are you going to treat yourself this holiday season? How are you going to treat yourself this Christmas, this Hanukkah, this Kwanzaa, this New Year? Again, this is a time of the year where we can almost reflect and make that super, super last minute adjustment with the last couple weeks we have left. And I'm just saying, don't forget about yourself. You know, what do you want to see out of yourself? And the cool thing is that we have the power to gift ourselves whatever we want. And so that's why I ask you, what are you going to get yourself? What are you going to do for yourself this holiday season? And so When I look at giving gifts, I want to think of something that is functional, something that is practical. If I'm buying you a present, if I'm getting you a gift, I want it to be something that you're going to use and something you're going to enjoy using, and not just a pointless gift that really doesn't mean anything. And so looking at ourselves, starting to think, oh, okay, well, what's something I could really use for myself in everyday life? And yes, you're going to have your objects, your phones, your computers, your cars, your clothing and everything, but start to think of something that doesn't cost anything. And that is, you know, what are you going to give to yourself that's going to help you with your growth and happiness? You know, here on the show, we talk about the little life hacks and the perspectives that you can do to kind of understand where you are in your own life and how through movement and just, you know, staying in motion, just keep moving, how life kind of works itself out. And so we've had guests on the show. We've had multiple topics discussed about all that personal development type of stuff. And so understanding that there's nowhere else we can get those gifts but from ourselves, and it's going to be something that we decide to give ourselves. And so while we look at our year in review, something I just want to ask you is, you know, what are you waking up to? Are you waking up to a you that is comfortable with who you are? A you that is in control of your everyday life? A you that makes decisions with your on your own accord and doesn't really allow the external noise to affect their life? Or inversely, are you an individual who's waking up to kind of life running their everyday life, and they're kind of bound to the everydayness of things that happen, and they find themselves kind of tumbling along, not really in control of where they go next? You know, they have their staples in life, but for lack of better words, they're kind of just, you know, spiraling around, or, you know, kind of like bumper cars waiting to land into something. And what are you? Something I talk about often is how binary life could be, really, and how we could break it down into those yes, no, black and white decisions. And so something that I'd like to suggest for everyone, something that I've been telling a lot of people that I've been working with, and I'd like to suggest to all of you, is this holiday season, gift yourself a new perspective. And that perspective is that it's cool to be you. Like, just understand, like, that could be your gift to you this holiday season. You could totally just wake up Christmas Day, or, you know, one of your 7 days of Hanukkah or in Kwanzaa, or again, whatever the hell you celebrate, whatever you believe in. Understand that you could wake up and say, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to give myself this permission I want to give myself this gift of empowerment. And it's such a simple mindset switch. And again, I hate to sound so motivational, rah rah, but it's the damn truth. At the end of the day, that binary switch comes down to you. And so staying true to who you are, it's something that I'm going to stand by, because it's something that I had to learn the hard way. And so looking back on 2018, were there situations where we found ourselves appealing to other parties? Were our decisions being influenced by others? Were we unsure of where to go based on those in our environment? And so understanding that you have the power to shut off external noise and be who you want to be. And so I don't mean to completely isolate yourself and cut yourself off from everyone else, but I'm just simply suggesting that you understand that as we finish up the year and head into 2019, that you really do have the power to control your life, and you can stay true to who you are, and you really can do that. It's that simple. You don't have to veer off and try to be someone you're not. And I think if you can begin to address that core belief of okay, like, I'm in control of who I am. I appreciate everyone's opinion. I hear everybody. But at the end of the day, I have to come first and I have to be cool with what I do before I accept anyone else's opinion. Because if I'm not happy with what I'm doing, then I think you're going to find yourself in this constant cycle of trying to figure things out and then coming to the conclusion that you weren't happy because you were looking for the wrong things. And, you know, we as humans, again, myself included, get into these vicious circles or these vicious cycles of figuring things out, planning, thinking, and coming full circle and being like, well, that was a waste of time. And, you know, in this journey to find ourselves, you know, life is short. And I talk about how on the show we stress a healthy investment in your growth and happiness because, you know, we only have so much time on this earth and we should maximize it. We should be the best people that we possibly can, not for anybody, but for ourselves. I've never met anyone that said that they wanted to live a lesser quality life. And I think we all have big aspirations for things we want to do. It's just a matter of understanding that we can really control how we move toward them. We can't control how quickly it happens. Divine timing is a very real thing. And that's something that we, myself included, have to kind of surrender to and accept that things will happen when they do. But we're in control with how we go about our lives and just turning off that external noise. I think a lot of us would be much happier people if we listened to the voice in our heads first, before the voice of others, and taking that external noise and kind of just, you know, putting on those noise canceling headphones. I mean, if anything, gift yourself this holiday season, you know, get yourself a pair of those figurative noise canceling headphones. You know, just imagine putting those on and the only thing you can hear is just you and your thoughts. And so with all the chaos that comes this time of year, give yourself the gift of internal peace and mental clarity. Live life on your own terms. Get everyone else's opinions out of your head. Get their reasonings out of your head. On the flip side of that, if they're good opinions, you know, take them in and do what you want with them. But oftentimes I see people hold themselves back due to how others will view them or others' opinions on them. And I think, you know, especially on the cusp of a brand new year, we really want to get the ball rolling and, you know, forget the whole New Year's resolution thing. Everybody sets one, not everybody gets one done. And I'm not the biggest believer on New Year's resolutions. I think you should do more lifestyle switches than just proclaim that, oh, it's the start of a new year, I'm going to do something new. But to that point, the start of a new year is a good time to assess yourself and kind of put a little place mark and say, okay, I'm going to see how far I go in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, you know, 2 weeks. And, you know, understand that January 1st, you can wake up and you can have that new power of I'm in control of my thoughts. I'm going to go about my life how I want. And so, you know, start the year off in control. There's many things in this world that we cannot control, you know, such as the weather, such as loved ones passing away, such as the traffic on the highway. Really, really simple things when you put it into perspective with common sense, really simple things that we cannot control. And sometimes when we can't control everything, we get a sense of unhappiness. And something that I, again, suggest to you is, you know, give yourself that perspective switch. While you can't control exactly everything that happens, you, however, can be in control of you. And being in control of you and how you respond and how you move on and move forward from situations, being in control of each and every facet of your life, I think that would allow you to really set yourself up for some growth and happiness in 2019. And so to finish off the show. I know this was just more of a quick preach or a quick seminar, but something I want to get off my mind, because I think oftentimes a lot of us, we think so much of the gifts we're getting for others or the tangible gifts that we can get with the deals and the savings, and we forget about what can we really give ourselves, and understanding that we have this power to control ourselves, I think it's pretty fascinating. And the fact that we can start the brand new year off in control and understand and accept that no matter what happens, whether it's good, bad, a surprise, a tragedy, whatever the case is, that we cannot control that happening, but we can control who we are and how we respond to it. And that will undoubtedly set you up for some growth and success and overall happiness in 2019. And so guys, just remember, if you haven't thought about it yet, if you have kind of just been caught up in the chaos and the busyness that the holiday season brings us, just take a step back and think for a couple minutes. What can I gift myself? What can I give myself this holiday season that will make me a better and happier person? And again, if it's really that new iPhone, then awesome, get you that new iPhone. I'm super happy that that's going to make you a better person. But if you're kind of lost with things, if you're a little on edge, or if you are looking for something that a tangible gift won't solve, just get that perspective switch. You know, gift yourself that power. Gift yourself that empowerment of being able to wake up and control your day, and understand that with all the external noise, you have these figurative noise-canceling headphones that you can just put on and only listen to you and your thoughts, and give yourself the power, gift yourself the empowerment of peace and tranquility, and that ability to make decisions without fear of anyone else of holding you back. And I think if we can all come to the understanding that we can listen to ourselves and respect others, but motivate ourselves to move and do things that we want over the opinions and wants of others. And so I know a lot of the times we're always asked to do things of many other people, and we start to get formulated to their opinions and where they want us to go, or maybe you're just unsure of where you want to go, and you know, we figure life out each and every day. And so I'm right there with you, and I can tell you the one thing that I'm comfortable in is, you know, waking up and knowing that I have control over what I do and, you know, what I think and how I project my life. And so guys, if there's one thing that I can suggest and drive home to you, it's that, you know, above all the nice tangible gifts you'll get this holiday season, all the good food, all the family and friends and time that you'll spend, just, you know, don't forget to wrap up a little gift for yourself and make it that power of control and the ability to be true to who you are. And I think if you can take that gift and harness it, then you will be in a very good spot for the start of the brand new year, for the start of 2019. You will be in a good spot to see your growth and happiness ultimately skyrocket. And so with that being said, guys, thank you so, so much for listening to this episode of High Life Radio. We talk about a healthy investment in your growth and happiness. And until next time, I'm your host, Thomas Mark, signing out.